Okay, we're in the middle of Siman Shin Chav Ches, Siv Dalet, page 326. Some chimon beis the halacha of a sick person on Shabbos. Says Mechav a makar shachol, a wound that's internal. Ein tzicha oimid does not need an evaluation. Shavili in Shem Bekim, even if there's no one that's a professional. The sick person not saying anything. You do whatever you need to do for him that you would do during the weekend. But when you know and you recognize that you can wait in, so Achil doesn't have to be a desecrating Shabbos. Then I'll desecrate Shabbos, even though it's an internal wound. It says in Mishabur, Sivkat and Yud Gimel. A makar shel chol, an internal wound, in the tzicha emet does not need evaluation. Peter, imum v'sukul v'shatei loy. Is it a danger for this moment or not? You don't have to evaluate. Rather, even if no one knows, you do whatever sivkot nyadal, kosher gil, mechulu, whatever you normally do during a weekday. That's mimacholim, from foods, or refuahs, and from medicine, says Ramban. Now, mashma sounds like abishem v'sakana, even though there's no danger from nisa davahu by holding back that thing. But since the illness has danger, and there is somewhat of a need for that thing, and they would normally do that during the weekday, then says the Magen Mishnah, they would do that on Shabbos, which the Sharatin Leserav says, because if it was a great need, even according to those who are stringent, it would be permitted. As the Brisa teaches in Yumadah Pegimel, Mechab Lecham, the heat of hot water for him, whether to give him to drink, whether to make him healthy. Says the Mishnah before, they said, Vayim Bir Alocha, the Maschel Koil, Shavin Mekam Pais, can report from many halachic authorities, the Srilu that they hold, Shavilah Mekam Shazor Chil, even a place where you need to be Mechal Shabbos, in Mechal Nal De Yisrael. So then we don't do the chil through a Jew, but only regarding something that we have to be concerned regarding, that if it doesn't do it from Yichbar Lav Cholye, it's going to make the illness worse. And they can come to a situation of danger. Whenever it's clear, that you don't have, if you hold back from this thing, any concern of danger, even though that is something that the patient needs, but again, they normally do for him. In Shabbos, you don't do it in Shabbos, Elde, and Yehudi, only to a non-Jew. Like the halachas of a need of a sick person that there's no danger to his life. Most definitely, it is appropriate to be stringent regarding and if it's Issa Dairaisa. Look at what we wrote at the end of our words. Sivkat and Tezvav. So, however, but if let's say Kishayyadim, let's say we know and recognize that illness, then you can wait. It doesn't need chil, then you're not be machal. And because you know the most, if the doctor or the patient says that they don't need, she'ein machal, and then you're not going to be able to machal Shabbos for such a thing. Sivkat and Tezayin. And that is because Makir, Maisachel, Vishamamtin, they recognize regarding that illness that you can wait and it's not a problem. But Slimbo went to say, Shemakim Bibir, they recognize definitively. That's not going to make the illness get worse. Then you're not going to be mechal Shabbos. Sifei, makar she'in shechol, a wound that's not internal. So you ask a professional, you ask the patient, you don't desecrate Shabbos. Until one of them says, that it needs to have chil Shabbos, or it becomes one of them. A situation of Sakan Zafash says Ramo finally come on simply should chas. Says Mishabur Sivkat in Yud Zayin that it should be for one of them Sakan Zafash. Tzarech Lemo has to say is fake Sakan Zafash. A doubt of Sakan Zafash. But someone who says is that fellow Emir Meak. Even if they just say Shema Yichbar Lava Chayli Stak, maybe the illness is going to get worse and he'll be in danger. Now Mishar, that's also a minute. This is what Ramah concludes when he says, that's what we see over there. We're going to eat in Kippur. That even if it's just a suffix that you machal, that you eat, but then the same thing would be over here regarding Chil Shabbos. Sif Vav. Makashal Gav Hayad Vagav HaRegel. When there's a wound on top of the hand or on top of the foot. Chemisha Bola Luka. If someone swallows a leech. Chemisha Neshachli Kel Shaitim. If someone's bitten by a mad dog. Or one of the crawling creatures on the earth that kill when they bite. A philosophic name is a blav, even if it's a doubt if it's going to kill or not. I didn't get makas chol. It has a look like an internal wound. And you mechal Shabbos. Sif zayin. Mechal Shabbos a kol maka shenazes machmes bazel. We desecrate the Shabbos for any wound that was done because of iron. Vashchin haba b'fei atabas, and regarding boils that come by the anus. Vashimta v'anikra flomkeru b'laz. V'amish yesh b'ay kadachas chambayis. If someone has a very strong piercing fever, v'ayim simur, or with like some type of prickles, says the Mishabura Sivkat and Yud Chaz. Mechal Shabbos al komaka on any wound that's done because of iron. Even with not in the cavity of the person's body, it's not on the top of the foot and the hand. Sivkat and Yud Tes, or on the fever that's chamba yaser. When the kabbalah shnashkan has typhus for kadam, it's like typhus or some type of strong fever. Sifkan chup or imsimer maloshan to samersas masari, that the hair of my flesh stands up. When the kabbalah shaydirin maloshan ashkenaz, it's some type of shivers. Shabbat kriyas v'chamimis b'far machas, you're cold and hot at the same time. Afukik kadachas amotzer, that's excluding if it's a regular common fever. Shabbat matchila hakriyas v'chamimis comes first, the cold and the hot. That's not including the sick person that has danger. Through a non-Jew, you would be able to desecrate Shabbos for such a person.
The halacha of Maschil Koil, that whatever you normally do during the weekday, you could do for him on Shabbos. So that this is the wording of the Ramban in the Sefer Torah of the Magmisha writes, from this it sounds like that even though there's no danger by refraining from that thing, still you're going to do that. That's his words. Since the Be'alach, according to Muhammad's understanding, it requires analysis. Because according to the way it seems, many places disagree on this svara. Because Rashi writes that a chayla shem b'sakana, that if you're not going to do for him this refu, he's not going to die. That's his words. It sounds like that if there is a danger, means to say that he's in danger regarding this medication. The Beis already brings this. Another proof from the Mishnah that says, a chayla, mechil nois ha'pibikin. And without an umdana, you don't feed him. As Baron Tesis and Pragmutanik of Chavchasma base. Now, you see in many Rishayim, the Mishnah is talking about Chuda Sheyesh Pesachana. So obviously, you need an evaluation if fasting is dangerous for him. Even though during the week, to be sure, we would give him what to eat from good foods for a sick person. Even so, in Yom Kippurim, you have to evaluate him. That's what Rashi explains in the Mishnah over there, Al Pi Bikin, that if they say that he's not in danger if he doesn't eat, so therefore, same thing would be regarding Chil Shabbos. Moreover, the opinion of the Ri is that you don't feed him until you're in doubt that maybe he's going to die. And even in the time that disagrees and that he writes also that even though that it doesn't say that he's going to die, however concerned that maybe he's going to faint and be in danger. And it doesn't depend at all what he says. But many times he doesn't know if he's in danger. Obviously that even according to him also that specifically because there's a suffix akana, but not because it's just good for him. That's what Meiri writes, that he led this, that Yimachal, a woman that gave birth to Yimachal Shabbos, that it's not the end that it's done for refuah, but even what is done to just calm her down, even on the last parak in Yuma, they're stringent not to feed only based on the mumcha. However, here, because of her fear, she could become in danger. Look over there, and that's what seems also to the Rashi in the Tshuva. He writes also that someone is in danger, it's in danger regarding the eating, and we should give him to eat on Yom Kippur. Look over there. Obviously, that it's not difficult for him, only because of the proof that he brings in parak cherish, that anyone is in Mesukin for Achila also, but if not, because of this, that it wouldn't be difficult that would feed on Yom Kippur. Obviously, with a namachal, only to remove the danger. Those who know the Ramban himself, there's not such a proof because he writes, just that he writes that you do kosher again, lasses lebechom machol merfuis. You do whatever you do during the week, you'll do from on Shabbos. It's logical that he doesn't mean to say that even something that's not to remove the danger, only because he's talking about that there's no professional over here and they don't know what to do. So therefore, he says that they should do all the things they do during the week to remove the danger according to their understanding. But you're right, even according to their understanding, they're not allowed to do things that even during the weekday they would do themselves if it's not to remove danger. This that he writes from machol merfuis, that means to say easy foods that they normally give to a sick person that it shouldn't become sick. That also could refrain in this at times could be a reason to strengthen his illness and it could come to danger. He says, I'll bring a proof to our words. And the words are in Ramban himself and Teres Adam. Ramban writes that we don't need this only for a blind person. What would you say since he can't see it's forbidden? Kamash Mon that you to be died to the Chil Ba'alma to calm down the sick person in general with Mechal Shabbos by something that can be dangerous to him. That's his words. So you see that this are calming down the woman to give birth is not only because the sages know that's dangerous. And therefore, that's why you do it. And that sounds also like a Meiri in the round that they write, that we don't say that not to heat up the water until the doctors say definitively that if you're going to warm up, that he's going to get healed. But if you wouldn't be sure if he's going to be healed, then we wouldn't warm it up. No. Look over there. So the Bryce not only excluding only a suffix refuah, but there's no suffix at all that is that the chiddush is going to be healed through this. I mean, but that's just good for him. Not mechal Shabbos. That's on the chayyur. The pasuk says sugi perik emefanan. That says over there you make a bonfire for a woman gave birth. So you think from that for a woman gave birth, but not for a sick person. Even though for sure it's good for a sick person, even though that there's no danger for this until the gemara comes out. That also for a sick person that there is a chashash shekhan. Look over there. But again, you see, because of the chashash kona, specific according to the opinion of the Rambam, there's also the maskana that when Namachal for a chayla, it's only dafka for a woman who gave birth, because the cold is very dangerous, very harmful for her. The Magen Mishnah writes that it sounds like that for a chayla, she's presikon, even something that's not so pressing for Mekuch Nefesh, you also do. And he explains the sugya that someone bachayla she imasikana. However, this opinion is difficult, because if that's the case, according to most Paiskim, that they hold the Maskanas, the Gemara is also a chayla, that you make a bonfire. If that's the case, it would be introduced as something new, that a sick person that there's no sakana, you make a bonfire through a Jew, and that we don't hear from any Paiskim. That's how it's written in the Chedushi Rambam, that's brought in the Maisa, Sefer Maisa Kev, that the opinion of the Rambam is that you don't make a madura for a chayla, even she is pesakana. Now, besides the opinion of the Magen Mishnah, he says, they found also some Paiskim that sounds like that they hold like what he says. The Tashpats, that even hadlaka and havara, that's a malacha gemur you do because the chiddush is v'sakana, even though that you don't really have the primary healing with the lighting of the candle, it's just that we need for the needs of his refuah. From here it seems that even because of just calming down the sick person, even though you don't need it for his healing, it's just to stam calm down, same thing as other malachas that chiddush comes down with, that you do it for him on Shabbos, that's his words. That sounds like l'chayra, that he holds it like the Magen Mishnah, he says that's Evandus of Me'iri that he writes, that even though this rechitza of strengthening his limbs, that you don't have such a need to do it so quickly, and we would say that, okay, wait, the Natim Mechal Shabbos, however, we do it quickly to strengthen his limbs, and we don't delay anything that's beneficial to conclude the healing of the sick person. That's his words. So this also sounds like L'chor, that he was like a Magen Mishnah. However, since Tzorchim B'dayit, you really have to look into this, because previously we brought him in the sheet of those old, it's forbidden, as obvious, explicit from his words in Perek HaMefanan. It says maybe Chizkei Florib is also sometimes that it removes him from a presumption of danger. Now, says the Be'alocha, he says, I found in the Arzirun Halacha of Yeledis regarding a woman giving birth. The Machlek is regarding this. And his words over there is like this. From Gershom permits a Yeledis that gave birth 7 days before Pesach to warm up hot water for her on the Seder night. Eliezer says it's forbidden, and he says that the svar of this halacha is not by rechitza, because it's not permitted to mechal Shabbos only by things that have pekuach nefesh. Look at the day's line. It sounds like from this that the svar of Reb Gershom is like the opinion of the Magen Mishnah, because it's not a raya, because maybe that he holds it also by rechitza there's a pekuach nefesh, and that's also the opinion in Rishayim book later on. Simon Shem Laman Aleph says, okay, nachzal anyin. Let's go back to our topic. It's obvious from these places that I brought before, which goes through a whole list, that wherever there's no danger for this, you're not machal. And that's how the Mashmah said around, that's the quotes like Pirish Rashi many places. That's what's been Ramban, according to what we're inclined, that it sounds like that he also holds like this, and the words of Rabbi Gershom is not explicit that he disagrees on this, like we mentioned. And we don't have to remain to be lenient only the opinion of the Magen Mishnah, and the Mashmah is the Tashbats, and the Mashmah is the Meir and Mesechta Yuma. And even though we have to differentiate according to his words, not to contradict his own self, as we mentioned, just in case for sure, it would be appropriate to be stringent regarding Issa Deraisa, specifically when it's not a situation of danger. Also, the Rikanti writes that some say that this, that we say that when someone is a masuk and the Yudaycha Shabbos, that by things that if you're not going to do them, it's going to come to a great kilkel, but the things that you don't have are such a great, you're not machal Shabbos, and he says some permit, but Venirim, different Isim. He says, like, the ones who say it's forbidden is seems more correct. Hovin Radbaz, he writes, was asked regarding this, and he responds in short that their opinions regarding this, and his opinion is to be lenient like those who permit. And he doesn't make a proof of this. It's just like Svar Ba'amah, like a logic, look over there. Which says the Be'alacha, according to my humble understanding, the primary is like we wrote, like the way the Rikanti comes out. It says also, you should know that even according to those who say it's forbidden, that's specific by something that's clear to us, that it's not going to increase the illness by refraining from this thing, but something that's a concern, that by refraining from this, that it'll make him weak and increase his illness. You are Machal Shabbos, the way Rabbi Tam writes regarding Yom Kippur, like we mentioned, that's also Paschal later on, some Tafreshet Ches, and according to words Meiri said before, but in human, it sounds like that if through this action of this Chilul is going to strengthen his limbs, also not to refrain from this thing with him, because since he's a chayla, sheish by saikon. The Maschal Shem Amtin said that if you're going to wait, you don't need a chil, then you're not doing a chil. Now, where a person is moaning from his heart that he's in danger, the doctors are saying that his healing is that he should drink milk all day, it's not, you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos for Issa the Reis of a cause of this, as brought later on Sif Lamed Gimel, because although he's in danger, if he doesn't drink
at all. However, at least he's not in danger because of one time. The injury is because of iron, because of metal. It's like an internal wound. So look at Tvur Shor. Hechlestreifes is not sure if it's talking about a wound from the force, or even cutting calmly is also the same danger. Look over there. This is brought in the Chiddush Rabbi Akiva Eged. Some of the dirshus. Dirshu number 14. So the Mishnah Berurah had said that whatever the chayla usually has from food items and medicines, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos for. Now, qualifying these medications that are permitted, and it's appropriate to be over Issa der Issa, for the medication, the Tshuva Sefer writes that there's two conditions. Number one, that the wisdom of this healing and the concept is that this medicine helps for this illness. And number two, that it's been tested and you see that it's effective. For that reason, a medication that has not been tested, or it's some type of a mystical healing that it's not based on the science of the wisdom of science of medicine, so then you're not Deicha Shabbos for this type of treatment. Dish number 15, explaining the opinion of the Ramban, like a Mishnah, the Yilad Mechal Shabbos, even for things that by not refraining there's no danger. In Kovetz Aras, he writes that just like it's permitted Shabbos regarding Mila, and as long as you didn't remove your hand from the Mila, you're allowed to go back even for the little pieces of skin that are not critical, so too it's permitted Shabbos for a sick person as long as they're still in danger because it's not yet finished the mitzvah b'kuach nefesh, and it's like as if you didn't remove your hand from the circumcision, you're allowed to do whatever you need to do even though there's no danger by refraining. Shlomo Zalman explains that even if you're going to say that Shabbos is not hutra, it's not totally permitted for a chayla, it's just what we call dechuya, it's just like pushed away, however chazal with kadeya, that's permitted to do everything so that you don't come to make a mistake and refrain from doing what you have to do to save them. There's number 16, the person that has an incurable disease that causes them incredible pain. Shuvah Shuvah writes that it's permitted to call a doctor to give him the medication designated to just to calm him down, because calming down pain is included in tzarich chayla and his refuah, and also it's not any less than calming down what's called yishuv adas v'chayla. For example, lighting a candle from which the Shulchan Aruch writes later on tzimish shalamet, that's permitted. That's also been in Shlomo Zalman, that since these pains are vulnerable to put the patient's life in danger, you lie to mechal Shabbos to calm down. That's also been in the Skrelitz regarding someone that has an incurable disease that's suffering from his illness, that since his emotional state definitely influences his healing, you're allowed to do malachas to make it lighter his yisurim. So to a woman gave birth that says that she can't not tolerate the pain because of the birth pains, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos to calm down her birth pains. And he adds on that for this reason, permitted to put a patient under anesthesia before the surgery, that even though that's not really healing, but since that's going to help calm down the pains, that's a part of the treatment that's needed for his refuah, that you're allowed to do that. Dish number 17, someone that has large pains in the kidneys or in the blood, in the gall, or in the intestines, that don't come from inflammation of the foods, the Tshuva Sefer writes that since life has taught that there must be some type of fever or some type of kidney stone or something like that, that's included in Sofek Rekuach Nefesh, you're allowed to Mechal Shabbos. So do someone that has an internal illness, you write over there that that's considered as a Makkah Shechol, and you're allowed to Mechal Shabbos in such a situation. Edition number 18, B'Allah had said that not to delay anything that's helpful to finish the healing of the sick person. To explain this, the Tshuva Shebelevi writes that since rechitza bathing is the gemara of the refuah, it concludes the healing, and it's known that it's beneficial for healing when you finish the healing process until the end, you're allowed to do that, even though there's no danger of refraining from rechitza, and specifically that without this treatment, it is vulnerable for the sick person to go back to his illness. Dusha number 19. If someone finds himself in a situation that if he doesn't take a medication, he's going to become sick, in a situation that would be permitted them to be engaged in refuah on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah writes, you don't have to wait till you become sick. You're allowed to take the medication on Shabbos to prevent the illness from coming. That's always been in the Skrelitz. In a situation where it's only you're not sure if you become sick, Rosh Hashanah writes, he's not allowed to take medication on other Skrelitz and inclined that it is permitted. Granting someone that's sick with asthma, and if it strengthens and he goes to shul, if he strengthens himself, he goes to shul, he's going to have to take medication. Shabbos is Mishra is that you cannot say it's forbidden for him to go to shul, because since it's not definite that he's going to fall to become bedridden because of this, and he has to go here, Kriya Satara, so he should go, and if he needs to, he'll take medication. A sick person that it's already in the state of danger, and for sure, they're going to have to go ahead and do his refuah, to do malachas throughout Shabbos, and this God instructs that even though he has not yet reached the time of doing these malachas, he already has a halacha like a chodesh is with Kana, and Mechal Shabbos already for him right now. Now, in a way that currently there's no danger to this sick person, but throughout the duration of Shabbos, he's going to end up coming to the situation of a sakana. The Shabbos Sikh writes that if it's possible to save him after he comes to the situation of a sakana, then it's permitted already right now to rely on the nest that is not to come to sakana, and don't be mechal now, Shabbos. However, if he's going to come to sakana, you won't be able to save him, don't rely on the miracle, and then therefore be mechal already right now, Shabbos, to save him. Dish number 20, the reason why one should wait for Matzah Shabbos, things that are not necessary, Rishon Zalman writes, that just like you don't feed the sick person something that's forbidden, if it's possible to give him something kosher, even though you're going to have to wait a little bit, since there's no danger in waiting, he's not considered as in danger of his life regarding the Issa, so you should wait for the sick person in Matzah Shabbos, since there's no danger regarding this. Now, regarding someone that is ill with a chol mesukenes, a dangerous illness, that you have to heal with an immediate surgery, it's just that also, even during the weekday at times, they would push off a surgery many days because of other surgeries that are more pressing, sometimes on the whole is that you have to do the surgery on Shabbos, and it's forbidden to wait. Dish number 21, the reason why Mechal Shabbos is on the suffix sakana, and you don't rely on the pasuk Shem B'Shem Hashem, that Hashem watches the fools, Kevitz Shurim writes in Masechet Ketubos that this is not written only in this danger that a person cannot protect himself from that, but a danger that a person can protect himself from that. If he doesn't do it, then they're not going to protect him from Shemayim. A suffix sakana that's not actively current is just going to come in the future. Chaznesh writes that's not included in suffix B'Kuruch Nefesh. Dish number 22, the gather of the heter that because maybe the illness is going to get stronger and there's going to be in danger. Shuv Shabbat writes that Asavik Pekuch Nefesh overrides Shabbos B'Torah Vade, not B'Torah Safik, because the Torah commands an obligation to definitely go save a person's life, even if there's only Asavik Pekuch Nefesh, and that is fulfills the Ratzon Hashem, that people should not come to Asavik Sekana. Dersha number 23, he said that and Siv Zayin, we said Mechal Shabbos for any wound that happened through metal, even if it's not on the top of the foot or the top of the hand, that is that it's not like a wound that's on the top of the hand or the foot, that the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siv Vav in Mechal Shabbos. What does it mean Gava Yad Gava Regel? So Aruch HaShulchan writes that these are places that are behind the fingers of the hands and the feet at the side of the fingernails. So the Shulchan writes that the top of the of the fingers is not included in Gavayad, and Shlomo Zalman explains that it's possible, even though Aruch HaShulchan would agree that the top side of the fingers are not included in Gavayad, and he's not coming only to say that you don't have the entire length of the hand and the foot that's considered as the Gavayad and the Gavaregel. Now, qualifying what's a Makkah on the Gavayad or Gavaregel, Rabbi Nisuk Reltz holds that is anything that's abnormal on the top of the hand, meaning the top side of the hand, on the outside part, and the feet, that you have to be concerned for danger. For example, let's say inflammation or strong pains, and so to a deep cut or some type of foreign bone that went into the hand, the top of the hand. However, just a type of a wound that even during the weekday wouldn't be quick to treat, for sure not Mechal Shabbos, even if it's found that it's on the top of the hand or the top of the foot. Dish number 24, the Mechaber had said that if you have a very strong fever, so for these types of things you Mechal Shabbos. Now, this all, District 24 brings from Chiruzik Ismaisha specifically by a fever that is caused from just a general cold or comes from an external organ. For example, let's say from the hand or the foot, from the foot. So, to a fever that comes from illness in the nose or the throat, but heat that's caused from an illness in the inner organs, for example, the lungs, or something like that. So that's like a makas shechel, and then Mechal Shabbos, even if it's only a small fever. Now, what's the measurement of this heat? Shabbos is going to write that since Mechal Shabbos, even on Safi Sekhanish, Mechal Shabbos, even if it's only a measurement of 102 degrees Fahrenheit, which is 38.9 degrees Celsius, and if the sick person is concerned, Mechal Shabbos, even close to 101 degrees Fahrenheit. That even if this is not a makas shechel, but if the sick person says that he needs to be Mechal Shabbos, you listen to him. Shiv Shabbat Levi writes that a heat of more than 40 degrees Celsius, for sure you have to be concerned for Sakon. And the adds on that if someone has a little bit of fever, he just has like some other symptoms, so he has a lot, like a chalish and Sakon, and he's allowed to take medication. Shlomo Zalman holds that as long as it's not verified that the heat is coming from a source that's not endangering the sick person, says including the chodesh yesh b'sakana. Mr. Grelds holds that if the fever is not coming down through medication that's designated to take down the fever, then he's including the situation of chodesh yesh b'sakana, and one would be mechal Shabbos.